got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Yeah, I'll be honest. The last 24 hours, Jess, have been tough for me because you keep bringing up something to many people, even though it's not, you know, flowing in the conversation. Yesterday, live on air, unfortunately, I mispronounced a word quite horrendously.
Yeah.
I tried to power through it, which you normally do if you get stuck on a word.
Made it so much worse.
And then you refused to help me. I've got the audio here. The audio proving that you're a bad friend. And I'm not even going to try and say the word again because I lose confidence on it. Here's audio from the show yesterday of a word I definitely can't pronounce. And then inevitably, I tried my hardest to say it. Inevitably. What is it?
No, you've nailed it.
What is it? No, serious. Help a friend. Inevitably. No, serious. Now I'm asking for help. I've asked, what do I say? If I ask for help three times, help me.
Inevitably.
I feel like I said that. So Jess and I have this thing that we do on air. If one of us asks the same question three times, it means, hey, no, seriously, I need
help.
I'm SOS. But I'm shooting a flare into the sky.
Also, being friends with us is really difficult.
Yeah,
like
I know.
When we found out that your wife, Jess, couldn't say ambulance.
Don't bring it up.
And instead,
she's pregnant. Leave her alone.
Instead said ambulance. Yeah, we made a song about it, didn't we, Jim?
You bullied my wife for the last 6 years.
Well, Black Betty, ambulance.
Yes. Never make a mistake. It's unfortunate. And there are some words that, whatever it is in our brains, some specific words, we just can't pronounce them or say them correctly. Safe space, Jess.
Yes. So safe. Honestly,
someone
so safe.
Someone has chosen to call up and say, hey, I'm also imperfect.
I'm really hoping you'll be able to help Alan in Geelong because the word that she cannot pronounce, Jim, I don't think I can either.
Good afternoon, Alan. What word cannot you say?
Good afternoon. I can't say abominable snowman. I can't say it.
All right. So Jess is out. Jess is out as a friend. Abominable.
Is it abominable?
Abominable.
Oh,
abominable.
No. It's contagious. Abominable. I've caught it.
Is it abominable? Because I thought it was abominable.
That is a wrong go.
Too many.
Abominable snow. What?
There you go.
No, Alan, you've called up and now we're all sick. And now I can't say abominable snowman. There it is. Abominable. Abominable snowman.
Abominable
snowman.
That sounds wrong.
Doesn't sound right.
Have a project.
Abominable
snowman. The abominable snowman.
Yeah, no.
Abominable. Give me, you chat, I'm going
to
get on
it. It sounds like you're trying to say abdominal. I can't even say that word. Abdominal.
Alan, when did you first realise you couldn't say this word?
When that movie came out and I played it to my kids and I tried to say the name of the movie. And
the abominable. The abominable. Yep. The abominable. Abominable. Abominable snowman. The abominable snowman. Say it with me. A bomb.
Inner.
Bull.
Bull. Abominable.
Hey! You're born in Warrnambool. Congratulations, Ellen. We got through it.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955. The newly renovated Lara Sporting Club is now open. Book now. Direct from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
I love reality TV.
Tim, somewhat controversial PR executive Roxy Jasenko making headlines again today for another lavish kids party.
Now, familiar with the name?
Yes.
Not familiar with what she does. So PR, right. So does she run celebrities?
Yeah,
marketing?
Celebrities, big brands, public relations. But she makes the news a lot more than some of these brands.
Okay.
And it's mainly because of her kids. We talked about her eldest daughter, Pixie, who has...
Isn't she like a millionaire?
Yes. Well, she's set to retire at the age of 15. Yeah.
I'm happy for her.
Aren't we all?
Yeah,
now, she made headlines a few months ago for her $40,000 birthday party that was nightclub themed as a 12-year-old.
Do you ever go to an underage club? club thing growing up.
Oh, like a blue light
like a
disco?
Blue light disco. I went to one.
No, I never went
like
to
an
one.
Hour in. I called my uncle. I was like, pick me up. I don't want to be here.
I'm scared there's girls here. Oh,
I had a Pepsi Max and I think I'm tripping out.
Well, so her son has thrown a lavish birthday party. Well, they've thrown one for him.
Yeah.
It's his 9th birthday. And he came up with a theme himself because apparently he had looked at photos of himself as a kid on holidays in Hawaii. And he went, you know what? Hawaiian birthday. That's what I want.
I mean, dressing up with a Hawaiian shirt and, you know, the grass skirts, that's a bit of fun.
$50,000 yacht on the Sydney Harbour.
Right. Oh,
yep. And that's what he and a bunch of his friends did. They rocked up at the wharf and there were hula dancers greeting them as they got onto this luxury yacht. And there was lots of different activities available on the yacht. They were served mocktails out of pineapples and canapes. It was fully decked out with Hawaiian leis.
Well, you were just asking me in the pink song there. You were like, oh, do you remember any of your parties?
Yeah.
I think I had three. I had like a surprise 21st, a 10th, and a 6th birthday party. The 10th birthday party was essentially at an intensity.
Sure, yep.
I reckon we kept it under 50K as a family. You know, laser tag, it adds up.
I mean, Hawaii theme's pretty good.
Yeah.
But my 9th birthday was gorilla themed because I liked gorillas so much.
Well, you like the gorilla that was at Geelong at
Werribee
Zoo.
Oh, Yukini.
Yukini, so beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I was upset. My mum made me a giant gorilla cake. Wasn't $50,000, though.
Our parents mustn't love us, Jess.
They mustn't. No. If you want to see the full party for yourself, krock.com.au is where you can find it.
I could have picked a better week than leading up to Mother's Day for us to claim that our parents didn't love us, but here we are. If you want to see that story and everything else that is trending, krock.com.au. Jess, on Tuesdays, coming up in the next 6 minutes, we are going to attempt to spell some names on the radio. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All you, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Spell my name, something multicultural, something that's a mouthful.
Baby, spell my name.
Spell my name.
We think we can guess it.
If not, we'll be stressing. Let us spell your name.
Yeah, 52232955. If you've got a name, we are going to try and spell it because, Tim, it's helpful to be able to spell multiple names across the vast weeks that we have across this year. And we're trying to get to 80 names spelled correctly.
Do you know the best thing is, Jess, every single day there's more names than there were yesterday.
So, true.
It's hard to keep up
with
everything. I'm very deep and very, very spiritual on all different levels. And trying to get to 20 names by the end of today with 80 is the goal for the entire year of 2023. I believe we've got Layla in Geelong who is called through. Hello, Layla.
Hi.
Now, Layla, how old are you?
I'm 11.
11.
That's adorable.
Okay, and Layla, you want us to spell your brother's name, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your brother's name?
Talon.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like there's only two ways to spell Talon.
Okay.
So I feel like you need to pick up what I'm putting down, Jess.
Okay, I'm reading your brain. Let's do this.
I think it's T-A-L-L-O-N.
No.
Jess, I need you to pick up what I'm putting down.
Okay, all right. T-A-L-O-N.
No.
Oh, Layla, you sound so disappointed.
Sorry, Layla. How old is your brother?
My brother's 9.
Okay.
9, okay.
And how do we spell his name?
K-A-L-A-N.
L-A-N. Oh, my God, that's so many A's.
Is it Talon or Callan? Now I'm confused.
It's Callan.
Callan. Okay.
Jess.
Listen,
you spoke to her in the song.
You also hear with your ears, don't you? So...
Hey, sorry, Layla. Mum and Dad are just having a quick fight. But we're really sorry. Can we try and spell your name?
Okay, sure.
L. Okay. Are you pandering to us, Layla? L-A-Y-L-A.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm putting it on
the
scoreboard.
Do you hear that thrill?
There's the thrill.
It's going straight on the scoreboard.
All right, Layla. Thank you very much for putting up with us.
Sure.
Yeah, I guess. If that's what you want, if that's what will make you happy. Now, Jess, bit suspicious for the person who wants us to spell their name.
Sure, yeah. Apparently we have Tiger from Grovedale. Is that right, Tiger?
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
Now, Tiger, if that is your real name.
Is this a nickname, Tiger, or?
This is my nickname.
Okay.
It's a nickname. Okay.
Tiger. T-Y-G-A. Like the rapper.
Yeah, you got it in one. You're pretty good.
Are you Tiger the rapper, formerly Kylie Jenner's partner?
No, I wish.
Good on you, Tiger. Well, Jess, we're 19 now.
Yeah.
That's huge for us.
That's pretty
Not
good.
20.
We didn't quite get to the 20 that we wanted.
But we did go for a many amount of weeks without getting a single
I feel like we should do like an end of fin year, like blitz.
Just keep spelling until we get to 40?
Yeah, like at the end of June, we just do like a blitz.
That could be the longest blitz. Because it's blitz means short, sharp, quick.
Yeah, a short, sharp, three-hour show where we just do
just
nothing
spell
but spell
names. 3 hours.
Yeah. Honestly. I'll pitch it to the boss.
To the bosses. We'll see. All right, well.
See how we go.
I'm sick that day, so good luck with it.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, the Aussie lives are getting high and cost of living.
That can't be real. Cozzy Lives?
Yeah, that's what everyone's calling it. The young, hip, cool people.
Cozzy Lives sounds like a man. Oh, yeah, I met Cozzy Lives the other day. Cost of living is Cozzy Lives.
Yeah. It's in line for, like, the words of the year, Tim.
That's
so,
foul.
Anyway, Cozzy Lives are high, and it means that you probably, you know, maybe you can't afford to go on holidays as much as you'd want to.
It's a weird thing having to sit down with your family and go, look, we're not going to be able to go away this year.
Yep.
And I need everyone to be on board with that. That's okay. Because I remember when I was a kid, we would go away rarely. Rarely.
Really?
We went to the Gold Coast once.
Oh, okay.
And we've talked about it for Christmases ever since it was. I remember I was 10, but we never went anywhere
else. We were a once a year family, but it was like, okay, let's go to Dubbo. Let's go to, you know,
go see the
Phillip
dish.
Island. Like we'd go on like driving holidays, I remember. Getting on a plane, that was exciting.
You wouldn't read about it. Your dad was more likely to drive to the Gold Coast than
100%.
To fly. For sure.
And so there's a new kind of trend that started back in 2020 and is kind of taking off yet again in 2023 because people are running out of annual leave or they can't actually get away to where they want to be.
Sure, sure.
So the new trend is sleepcations.
What are they? Right. I know that's what you want me to ask because it's not a common word.
Sleepcations is where you go, okay, for the next week, we're going to have a sleepcation. Everybody in the family is going to do it. And you're going to try and get as much sleep as you can for that whole week.
Like charge the battery.
Yeah, you still go to work as you normally would, but
you just cut it fine.
The minute you get home, you're like, cool, bedtime. Wow. Try and get as much sleep as you can.
Like dinner, bed, straight
wake
away.
Wake up as late as you can. If you get home early in the afternoon, have a nap as well, and then go to bed again. And you basically try and fit as much sleep as you can in for that whole week to kind of like rebuild your battery.
Well, because that's one of the things, well, not a downside. It's something you've got to be careful for. Say if you're like, oh, I'm so knackered, I just can't wait to go, I don't know, up to Queensland for a week with the family.
Yeah.
And then you go there and you do all these stuff and you're like, I'm more exhausted. Knackered now than I was before the holiday.
Take a sleepcation.
I feel like you wouldn't be able to do it though, Jess.
Me and my partner, Akshay.
You're very good at sleeping, but I don't think you would be able to, like, say, sleep in as late as possible.
We started it on Sunday.
Oh,
Sunday
you have?
Night.
Because
we decided we were going to do a sleepcation this week.
Right.
And I haven't been setting alarms in the morning.
Okay.
And we've slept in until 9 o'clock.
Do you struggle getting off your phone? I imagine that'd be the, because normally when you get into your bed and you're like, I'll just watch 30 minutes of useless videos.
Yeah, 100%.
Especially if you're not that tired.
Yeah.
Imagine you're like, well, I've just watched 3 hours of these silly little videos. How's that going?
Yeah, so I've been trying to keep my phone like out of the bedroom. Hasn't worked just yet.
Oh, so it's like security doesn't let it through the door.
Yeah, because Akshay, my
boyfriend,
he's like, look, we'll just keep my phone in there because I know I can keep off of
it. And he's got a real job with he's actually on call.
And I'm like, yeah, cool, but I'll also keep my phone in there just for, in case.
Just in case I need to watch
but
a silly little video.
I implore you to try a sleepcation with your loved one, or even if you get the a lot of new parents are like laughing at the radio right now, being like, good one, sleepcation, good. But maybe you should add that to your baby bucket list with your wife.
Yeah, that's a good idea because you're right. I think two people that currently don't have kids, we're the best people to be offering suggestions on how to rest and recharge. So I absolutely agree.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
My wife is expecting a baby in late July, early August. Me too. But she's doing a lot of the work so far.
The heavy lifting.
I have done one thing.
You were there in the beginning.
One thing I can remember. and besides, you know, by trying to make some meals and lift up her belly every now and then, there's not much else I can do. She's 28 weeks.
You went to the classes?
Yep. She's 28 weeks along. Yep. Baby's the size of a cauliflower, if you wanted to know, Jess.
Thank you so much. You know I appreciate a good fruit or veg analogy.
And something very, very exciting happened. I'm going to say in the last 48 hours. And I imagine everyone's got to have this point. I think it just happens at different times. We're pretty sure we've settled on a name.
Oh.
I know. And we've still got months. We've still got...
This is so exciting. You know, a lot of my mates started calling their child by that name.
Before they were born. Someone suggested
that. Which is bold.
That's what I'm nervous about doing that.
Yeah.
Because we're just calling it, because we know, obviously, as I think I might have said, we know
Hugo.
It's a boy.
Hugo Bosch.
No, we know it's a boy. So I even just going from calling it an it to a him.
Are you nervous that you're going to stay it on
thing.
Air?
No, I don't think so.
Right.
I know that I accidentally cracked that it was a boy to you off air and then that ruined that surprise. But I think I am hesitant to, like, when I get home to be like, all right, let's use Hugo as an example.
Sure.
When I get home tonight. And
so it's not Hugo.
And I see my wife and I go, hey, babe, how are you going? How's little Hugo going in there? See, that it just seems
right.
a bit off. Not off. I don't want to spoil it.
Right. Why would that be spoiling it?
Because maybe, say, here's the thing. If I... go, all right, well, maybe I'd call him Hugo for a couple of weeks, a couple of months. And I go, you know what? I don't like Hugo. It's a lot easier to change it now than after I've signed the birth certificate.
That's what I'm saying. So why not use it now so that you're going to like it?
We both really like the name.
Yeah?
Well, it was my idea, I think.
Okay.
My wife really likes it. I'm like a bit, yeah, sure.
Yep.
And I understand it's so significant because it's their name, right?
Yeah. Well, this is like their name forever.
And now, so with the, it was... compromise is always a key in these kind of situations. But at the end of the day, I'm, again, from memory, I've done one thing.
Sure.
She's doing the rest. I feel like she should have a bit more say in the naming things. And immediately now we're already middle name. now that's up in the air about what's everything happening.
So is it a common name or have you gone like an alternate spelling?
It's the common version of a name.
Okay.
So if it was Hugo, it's not like H-W-O-G-O, like Hugo.
Sure. Yeah.
So it's a standardized spelling. Like if this baby will not call up to play Spell My Name.
Right.
Like what we had about half an hour ago.
Sure. Yeah.
So it's exciting. But I'm now worried that it's like, it's like having the secret. Yeah.
No, I think you need to start using it at home. Make sure you like it because, birth certificate for life.
Well, that's the thing.
Expensive change.
Very expensive change. Thank you. I needed this advice, so I'm going to go home and try it tonight, and then we'll change the name tomorrow morning.
Little Hugo. We can't wait to meet you.
Hugo. Say it right.
Come on. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.